Hello, Pat. This is Michael Rudd. I wanted to give you a quick call, let you know a little testimony, just a little background on me. I'm 25 years old. I live in Lewisville, Texas. Work full-time for a money processing company, and in my spare time, I'm building a few business projects. But anyway, I wanted to let you know, about a month and a half ago, I started experiencing panic attacks and the fear of death, an overwhelming fear that I was going to die any day for whatever insane reason. And just one day at work, the thought popped into my head, hey, you're actually going to die one day. And I'd never thought about it before, so it really freaked me out. I had a panic attack, lasted about 5-6 hours before I could finally get rid of it. And every day after that, I had 5-6 panic attacks a day. The only people who knew were my wife and four of my closest friends and mentors. And with that being said, they all actually turned me to the Word of God. They said, hey, you know what? You need to get back in the Word. It's been a couple weeks since you've been to church. You probably haven't been reading as much scripture as you should be. Maybe you should just get back in the Word, find the answers that God wants you to see. And so I started doing that. And in my research, I came across your video. And I had been asking God to take this fear away. And you pointed out in your video, well, that's not the right thing to do. God didn't build us with a spirit of fear. He already gave us all the tools we need to overcome fear. And so asking him to take the fear away is asking him to do something he's already done, the fulfillment through Christ Jesus. And you pointed this out, and all the symptoms you described in your video were symptoms I was having. With that being said, I felt like I was losing touch with reality. I didn't know who I was anymore. I'd lost sight of all my goals and ambitions, and I was just afraid all the time. And I was short of breath constantly. I was constantly checking my own pulse, which is crazy because that's not normal behavior, as you pointed out. And I will say, when I got to the point in your video where you said, you just have to face this thing head on. You have to face this thing. And I was telling myself already, I didn't want medication. I knew that wasn't the answer. And you said, you need to face this thing head on and just tell the devil to get out of your life. And with as much conviction as you possibly can, just rebuke him in the name of Jesus Christ, get rid of him and his filthy, lying demons. And you know what? So I started doing that, but I began to rebuke Satan every single day, multiple times a day. Anytime that I got some time alone in my house or alone in my car or I was driving down the road, I would just scream at him with all of my heart, just tell him, you know, Satan, you do not control me. I refuse to feel fear. God has not given me a spirit of fear. I don't feel fear. And I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. I command you away from my household, away from me, away from my spouse, away from my friends. You were not allowed anywhere near my life. And you know what? I just want to say thank you for what you do. Thank you for the videos that you post. They've done wonders for me. And I'm sure that they will for thousands and thousands more. If people will turn to Christ to get rid of this issue, if they're having the same problem as me, then I can guarantee personally that it will work for them because it worked for me. Takes a little while. It took me about a month, but it happened. Anyway, thank you, man. Bye.